Yo, welcome to Radio Yes Cymru here live at the Old College in Aberystwyth at the launch of UNDOD, the big new pro-independent socialist movement for Wales. We've just finished. We've got Dan Evans and Mabley Jones here going to talk about the event. How did it go, boys?
Yeah, I think it went really well. I was you're always nervous when you organise things like this, whether anyone's going to turn up. But we had a full room. There were about at least 50 people, I would say, and a good like mix of people as well, yeah, from different backgrounds, different parts of the country. So yeah,
well,
it was good.
Everyone pro-independence to begin with, Dan, or do you think people may be indicutous, as we say?
Yeah, no, we've had a lot of people. Some of the questions were about people who, you know, I definitely maybe lukewarm on independence, or why do we need independence? Yeah. We've already had comments on like our blog, like why are you doing this now and things like that. But I think it's been a good chance to talk to people, and I think the way we've tried to organise it as more of a forum,
right,
has been quite useful in a way to allay people's fears and things like that.
So do you think maybe UNDOD will maybe reach people who maybe not too sure on speaking in their type of language? Do you think to get them onto the independence course, maybe to start people to discuss these ideas within the wider community?
That's definitely part of the aim, I think, is like reaching out to new people who might not already be on board. And I think that's like a central part of what we're trying to do, is to like make the case for independence. So rather than just saying like Wales should be independent, and obviously there's always going to be a section of the population who that's going to just, yeah, that's going to make sense to them for whatever reason. But other people, like, you've got to make it relevant to them, and you've got to show like how it actually affects their lived experience and their day-to-day lives, and like make it about like creating a better society. And that's what a lot of the conversations today have been about, definitely.
Yeah, because Dan, you raised the issues of things like litter,
yeah,
and stuff like housing, which maybe people would not automatically think of as a link to independence. But how do you think that those type of issues tie into the UNDOD or independence narrative?
Well, independence is about creating a better society, a fairer society for people. I think the way we get people on board and buy into that vision is by showing them, well, the way things are at the moment, which is not very good for most people, this, it doesn't have to be like this. And obviously, by getting involved in local issues, litter, you know, potholes, things, yeah, like that. Obviously, there's a moral element. You know, we all live in communities. We are affected by things like austerity, so we want to get involved and help people and draw attention to it. And by doing that, we can start to show people, well, you know, it doesn't have to be like this. We could make this better. Obviously, so there's a strategic element there as well, using those issues to sort of to sell independence, as it were.
Because you also raised the issue of, you know, swastikas on the streets of Cardiff. Mm-hmm. And you both, our discussion here was about UNDOD needs to be seen as part of that debate against that, or the argument against that. So would you see UNDOD actually going on the streets to protest, or how would it work? What kind of creature is UNDOD then?
Well, I mean, we're only at the beginning, yeah, really, to be honest. And like the aim of today was like getting a load of people in the room who've got an interest and saying to them, like, you can be part of this, but you can help us like turn it into what you want it to be. Yeah. We're not going to say from the outset, this is what we want to do, and like we're not going to like deviate from that. But I do think like a central principle would be that idea of like forming allegiances with other movements, with other like causes, and definitely like being out on the streets when you need to be. Yeah,
I mean, the danger of that, of course, is and I had someone come up to me yesterday when I was saying I was coming here. They thought, oh, we don't need another independence party. And obviously people half hear things. But there is that was that concern he had. He was pro-independence generally, but he was concerned his party. Now, if you're having debates about litter and post and, you know, potholes and stuff, you're starting to get to party political territory there. How does UNDOD navigate that sort of fine line?
A lot of the... Well, what I would say is...
Maybe there's a case for another party, I'm not saying. I mean, you know, there's a...
Yeah, I mean, parties certainly have their role. I mean, part of our, I'd say, critique of the current political system in Wales is that there is too much focus on parties and everything is channeled into electoral politics, which we think basically robs people of agency and encourages deference. It's always this idea of, oh, someone else is going to have to do this for me, or it makes people feel powerless. And so by, you know, I think by getting involved in things, you know, people might think are mundane, like litter, and actually affecting change on a local level, yes, it's going to show people in the first instance, oh, you can do something about this, which I think is key to sort of changing our political culture in Wales. And because obviously we have, you know, low electoral turnout, you know, people don't vote, people don't know this, don't know anything about the Senedd. And if we can just, it's about raising consciousness for me, stuff like that, rather than being, it's not about being a party or winning votes.
So it's not just independence as a constitutional thing, it's independence of mind as well, and people getting together and doing stuff themselves. So
definitely.
The other danger, of course, is, you know, Yes Cymru has played a fairly straight bat with most things, just independence is quite broad. Indoubt is going at a different route. If there's lines taken on things like nuclear power or whatever, then obviously people agree and people disagree. How do you navigate that? Because that can be a danger. There's the danger then of splits and discussions within Indoor about people disagreeing with stuff. How do you deal with those issues?
Well, I think that's part of what we want to do, though, is to have like substantive things to say. So rather than just having a sort of like empty idea of independence as what you're working towards, is having like clear principles about why you would want to do it and what you could do with those, with that power. And we do have, we've got a set of founding principles that is on our website indoor.com/Cymru if people want to have a look at them. And I think that's more like a guide for us. Like, you know, obviously there will be like differences of opinion on like certain policy issues, but I think within the framework of like our principles, which are stuff around like, you know, protecting natural resources, equality, liberation and justice for all communities, creating an economy that actually works for communities rather than capital. I think that's the kind of stuff that a lot of people can agree with and get together under that banner.
I think the main thing as well is in how we've approached it, today's been a bit of a forum, and thus far the meetings have been really great because they've been democratic and what I would call like comradely. You know, there are discussions amongst comrades, and we sort of all agree. We all know we're on. We want the best things for our community and for Wales. So even if we do have disagreements, it's easy to work through once you sort of treat each other like that.
The broad model is the radical independence in Scotland, I presume. If people have an idea what that's about, I think that sort of shows roughly where Indod is going. Time is tight. We have to vacate the room very quickly. Just quickly then, what's the next steps for Indod? I mean, people can go to indod.cymru to find out. There's also a Facebook page and Twitter account, obviously. What are the next plans?
Well, I'm really keen that like anyone who's been here today can go off and do something in their local community, set something up, whether that's another discussion event, a meeting or a local campaign. I think we want it to be quite organic, and next steps for us as well, I think we'll be organising more stuff like this, continuing to develop like the blog we've got, where we've got like loads of good articles being contributed already. So yeah, it's all to be decided, I think.
And Dan, you're continuing with Desolation Radio, but on a break at the moment.
Well, it's an enforced hiatus, basically, because we've just got a lot of work on and stuff in our personal lives. But we have got one coming out in the very near future, and we've got stuff booked in now. So we've gone through a rocky patch, but we're back on, I think.
Good. Well, Dan Evans of Desolation Radio, Mabley Jones down in Cardiff, thanks a lot for organising the event today. Best of luck to Indod, and we look forward to what's happening again. And keep listening to Radio Yes Cymru, and we'll have updates of anything's happening. Right, diolch yn fawr, boys.
Diolch yn fawr.
Nice one.
Yes Cymru
Radio.
Yes Cymru Radio.
Yes Cymru Radio.